giving of people just like you during this holiday membership drive. Call right now. People are by the phone waiting. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, or go to KBOO.FM, click donate. Joanne Hardesty, next.
Thursday, December 13th, KBOO hosts a special day of programming. Dare to End the War on Drugs. Portland City Commissioner-elect Joanne Hardesty will return as host of Voices from the Edge on this special day of programming, discussing the over-policing of our black and brown communities and much more. Later that day, join KBOO at Green Hop as we consider where consumers buy marijuana and the value supporting black and brown-owned businesses. Green Hop is the only and first hip-hop black-owned dispensary in Portland. Again, that's Thursday, December 13th. Dare to End the War on Drugs, here at your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
Stereotype.
An often unfair and untrue belief that many people have about
all people or things with a particular characteristic are the same.
Stereotype. An unfair and untrue belief.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by The Clearing Cafe, a family-owned and operated cafe located at 2772 Northwest Thurman Street. Open daily from 7 a.m. or earlier to 6:30 p.m. Lunch provided by Dots Cafe, a dive bar located in the heart of the Clinton Street neighborhood at 2521 Southeast Clinton Street. Open daily from lunch to late night. Dinner provided by Escape from New York Pizza, located on 622 Northwest 23rd Avenue, serving New York-style pizza from house-made ingredients daily from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. It feels so wonderful to be sitting in this seat, in this studio, reconnecting with my KBOO family. But of course, I've seen many of you over the last year as I took on this crazy idea of challenging an incumbent city councilor because I thought we could do better. And guess what? We're going to do better starting January 2nd. But today, I am so appreciative that KBOO is here, because without KBOO, without KBOO, without advocacy that we've been able to do on Drive Time Radio, without bringing issues directly to the people, none of this would be possible. 50-year anniversary of having regular people speak truth to power on our community radio station. I am so thrilled to be a part of it. And today continues that legacy, as the day is really dedicated to challenging, daring to imagine the end of the war on drugs. And what would that look like? And who's responsible for making that happen, quite frankly? We will be coming to you in just a few minutes, encouraging you to renew or become a member of KBOO, because without community radio, there's just so much information we would not have access to. Man, have I missed being here. It just feels a little weird. It still feels weird when people call me Commissioner-elect Joanne Hardesty. I start looking around. I wonder who they're talking to. But they're, in fact, talking to me. But let's jump into the program. It's funny because for me, I'm actually old enough to have lived through pretty much the entire war on drugs, you know, from its inception up into today, where there are corporations making a bucket load of money off of selling marijuana. Pretty much we sell as much marijuana in Oregon as we do coffee. And so pretty much on any street corner in any community, there are marijuana dispensaries. However, we have a legacy of of policing differently based on the drug of choice and based on what community was using those drugs. And so we're going to get into that over the hour. But I think now we're going to encourage our fabulous volunteers to join us and talk about some of the opportunities that we have to support KBOO during this holiday season. Maybe I'm a little early and I can just come back, or if they're ready. It's funny, I just jumped right in because I'm just so excited to be back. I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to raise the money that we need to keep this fabulous community radio station on the air. I'm so sorry I didn't warn you guys that I was just going to jump into that first.
Oh, that's just, you know, that's what happens sometimes, Joanne. We don't need warning. We just, well, maybe a little heads up.
Maybe, but just,
you're
right,
just so
right.
We can swallow the coffee.
30 seconds or so, right?
You know, but it's so very, I'm excited. I'm just excited to be here with you this morning. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lisa. This is our holiday membership drive. We welcome Joanne back to the airwaves. This is an exciting morning. Lisa's got all the cowbells.
Yes, she does. Of course, I've missed those cowbells, let me tell you.
And this is a time, my good friends, Portland, please call in right now with your show of support to KBOO, to Community Radio, to Joanne for doing the work that she does. The program she has lined up this morning is incredible. The information is important. This is actually the beginning of a special throughout that's woven throughout the day that is about the war on drugs. It is about how the impact of that horribly ill thought out thing.
Policy,
that's the word I was looking for, that
so
I can say on the
it.
Air. That how this actually disproportionately impacts Black and Brown communities, how this has been this travesty as we push to end the war on drugs, that some communities are being left behind and forgotten about, but not here on KBOO, right? This is the thing. We always want to center marginalized communities. We always want to make sure that these important messages are getting out there, and Joanne is doing that this morning, as she does every time she comes to the airwaves, and we are looking for your support right now, because this is important information, important conversations to have, and you are an essential part of it. Please call 877-500-5266 or online. You can also contribute at kboo.fm. Maybe you have the phone app. The phone app is super cool. It's one of the easiest ways to get our archive programs, to hear something that you might have missed when it was aired live, but you can always share it with your friends and family later. And you can get that app free at any app place. And you can also just tap the donate button and contribute easily that way. 877-500-5266. Help us reach our $400 goal this morning. Help welcome Joanne back to the airwaves.
My name is Lisa. I have known Commissioner-elect Hardesty for many, many, many years. I first met Commissioner-elect Hardesty when she was a lawmaker in Salem, okay? She was a state legislator, right? So we're not talking about a flash in the pan. We're not talking about something leaping in from left field. And I want to stop here for a moment and say, you're listening to KBOO Portland. This show, Voices from the Edge Talk Radio, is a legacy show on these airwaves. This show has been on the air for, I want to say, more than 15 years. I'll ask Joanne in a moment, okay? We're all going to leap in there with our history. But this is uncharted territory for KBOO Community Radio. When Commissioner-elect Hardesty was elected, many of us looked at that and went, wow, we've worked for decades to make social change. Right?
Right,
I'm all
right.
In my feelings. Can
right.
I be real?
Absolutely.
We've worked for decades, yes, to make social change. And this is golden, crystalline, impactful. Everybody join hands to make it social change. Joanne, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for all you do. How the hell long have you been on the air?
Oh, I have been on the air at least 17 years. But I, you know, starting back with Alan Graf, the hippie lawyer.
I'm gonna say it's longer than that, because I've been the volunteer coordinator for 18 years, and you were a volunteer before I was the volunteer.
See, I can't remember. So
it was the late 90s, sometime.
It was the late 90s. It had to be after 95.
Yep.
Because the hippie lawyer Alan Graf approached me about presenting a program to KBOO. And here we are, almost 20 years later, 20 plus years later, I'm $400, I think, is a very low bar for my first day back.
It is.
I mean, I'm feeling like you guys like just don't have confidence in me anymore.
No, wait. It's 900. It's 900. It was not written down right.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, okay. Editing. That was a typo. We're trying to raise almost $1,000.
Okay,
right
I feel
now.
Better.
Eight, I feel 7, better. 877-500-5266. Look, when I say that you should come in person, I'm saying that right now, you damn better get your... I'm going to say you should get down here. We are located at 20 Southeast 8th. Come down here. Look at what's happening in this room.
Yes.
Meet your commissioner-elect. Leave some cash on the table. You can already be a member and do that. You can already be a member. Show up at 20 Southeast 8th Street and leave all the money in your wallet right on the table. And this is impactful. This is open house time. And it is, as Ani said, a very special day. Dare to End the War on Drugs Day.
Yes.
This is very important. And I got to say this. Commissioner-elect Hardesty has been on this issue. She's been on this from the jump.
Yeah.
That's
a long
what we're
time.
Talking about, okay?
Yes.
Yep. 877-500-5266. Okay, Joanne.
Okay, I'm going to come back later. I just wanted to make sure that we had a good number out there that people knew how to connect and that they could call 877-500-5266 to donate, or they could go online to kboo.fm and contribute securely that way. We will come back and see where we are in that process, but I want to take especially some of the young folks down like memory lane, because there was a time where this Get Tough on Crime was really the mandate that we were hearing. We were being sold over and over and over again. And this started under Nixon. And of course, under President Nixon in the 60s and 70s, drug culture became associated with hippies and anti-establishment and anti-war groups, as well as African Americans in urban communities who were fighting for civil rights and equality during that time. And so, lo and behold, there was a commission, actually in 1972, that was set up to decriminalize marijuana for personal use. And of course, President Nixon at that time ignored the report, rejected those recommendations. And Jimmy Carter actually started the process, and then it was carried out by Ronald Reagan, of really starting to sell marijuana as this mind-altering, wacko drug that just made people crazy. And apparently it had a much more severe impact on black and brown communities because the penalties, even back in the early 60s, were much more severe, again, depending upon what community was being arrested and targeted for that drug use. No surprise that... the worst laws passed by Congress around drug activities happened during the Clinton administration. And when Bill Clinton was president, and he was a Democratic president, when his election was all about advocating for harsher penalties and more severe sentences when it related to drugs. There was even a sentencing commission whose job it was to look at the disparities in how people were being prosecuted who used crack cocaine as compared to powder cocaine. And I think most people who do any research know it took almost 30 years to actually shift how sentencing happened between crack and powder cocaine. But at the end of the day, and today still, the people most impacted by illegal drug policy that makes utilization and possession illegal of various drugs are people who are black and brown and poor, primarily urban communities. There has been, there's just so much research that shows that many of the drugs that were illegal and today are legal, like marijuana, for example, had medical uses long before the criminalization process happened. It's amazing to me that you can connect the dots, and I think Michelle Alexander, in her book, ending the new Jim Crow and looking at mass incarceration in the time, quote unquote, of color blindness, did a really excellent job of just laying out the facts about how we got into this habit of over incarcerating people for marijuana possession and use. And so you fast forward today, we have now billion-dollar industries that are being traded on the stock market in marijuana. However, trying to track down what actually happens with marijuana dollars, at least in Oregon, has been a very, very interesting process. So as most people know, we have legalized the selling of recreational and medicinal marijuana in Oregon. And because of that legalization, now the Oregon Liquor Control Commission is responsible for regulating how marijuana is consumed and utilized in the Portland, in Oregon, and in the Portland metro area. And so, how are we doing? What we know is that we are selling significantly more marijuana than we thought. When the law was passed. What we know is that it is still illegal at the federal level to sell and distribute marijuana. What we know is that today we are, let me get my facts straight, let me pull my document back up. We know today that we are receiving in tax benefit we have a 17% tax rate on the sale of marijuana in Oregon today, and it is supposed to be distributed 40% for education, 20% for mental health treatment or for alcohol and drug abuse prevention programs, 15% for state law enforcement, 10% for cities based on population and the number of licensees, and 5% for alcohol and drug abuse prevention programs, early intervention and treatment. There was a minor change made in the 2018 legislative session, but pretty much that's how the distribution happens. And so that's what the law says is supposed to happen, and that's what the revenue office says happens on the distribution of marijuana. But try to follow the money and see actually where the money ends up, which I have attempted to do in Portland anyway. And what I know is that for at least the first two budget cycles after the 3% tax was passed in Portland, most of the money went to law enforcement, which was kind of just the opposite of what people who voted to increase the marijuana tax in Portland thought that money was going to go for. It was sold as it was going to help people expunge their records who were caught up in the war on drugs, who were criminalized because they in fact either had possession of marijuana or were selling marijuana. And so I have not been able to identify yet how many people's records have been expunged through this tax that was specifically sold for that purpose. But maybe I'll get better answers when I take office than I get as just an outside person asking questions, asking why. What I also know is that some states have stepped up and actually just across the board clean records of people who had marijuana possession charges. Seattle has stepped up with legislation to make that happen, and I can't remember what part of California, but I also know that there was a legislative action in California that helped just expunge folks' record. Because today, if you took the same criteria for how you are approved to open a marijuana shop, what I have seen is that it excludes people who have been criminalized around marijuana activity. And so let's talk about that when we come back. I am going to invite my fabulous volunteers, Lisa Loving, who her and I go back a bazillion years, and Ani, who I also go back a bazillion years with, and we're going to invite them into the conversation, and we're going to invite you to go to the phone and call 877-500-5266 so we can raise some money to keep doing what we do well.
I'm Lisa. I'm here with Ani. If you've been listening to what Commissioner-elect Hardesty has been talking about for the past 10 or 15 minutes, you just learned a lot of stuff that you did not read in the daily paper. I'm putting that out. I need you to think right now. If you're listening to me, I need you to think about your future and our future. You're listening to what Commissioner-elect Hardesty is saying. She's literally saying, I've been asking these questions and no one's giving me an answer. I've been asking these questions. Where's this money going? Why is so much money going to law enforcement? That was not the goal of this law. And, you know, I honestly, Joanne, you may or may not get those answers, but we're all here helping you ask the question. We're behind you. And listen,
thank you. Yes.
I need you to call 877-500-5266. You really need to strengthen this platform. You need to invest in it. You need to be connected to it for you. Do you understand me? For you. Because we only make these things happen together, right?
That's right.
877-500-5266. Someone made fresh coffee, okay? We are at 20 Southeast 8th Street in Portland, Oregon, right off Burnside. But now the time is now. We do have some people on the phone, but look, we've got room.
Yes.
Believe it or not, KBOO is a life raft that changes sizes. If there's just a few people on it, it's small, but it gets bigger when more people call. 877-500-5266. There is room for everyone.
Absolutely.
On this KBOO raft. I'm going to leap sideways a little bit, and I'm going to say music makes the movement tote bag. I know you're thinking, you're like, what is she talking about now? We have the coolest shopping bag in the world. That's only a $5 a month pledge. I know there's a lot of people listening right now that maybe don't even have a job.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'm suggesting that you should pledge 1 hour's wage per month. Because when you're in your job, you know, maybe you love your job, maybe you hate your job, but everybody's going to have that one bad day. And when I've had that one bad day, I could go, wait, I'm working my KBOO hour now.
Nice.
It changes.
That's
true. It changes you. 877-500-5266. I'm saying $60 pledge, give $5 a month for this incredible, it's the coolest tote bag in the world. It's got this awesome original art. It's red, it's flame colored, and it's got this wonderful microphone on it. And it says music makes the movement. But if you're listening right now, you're probably already a member. I'm saying that.
Right.
Get the bag and get the hoodie, $25. I'm saying.
Well, you got to be matched up, right?
You know,
absolutely have to. And this is a great time of the year because, of course, we're all trying to think about those last minute gifts that we forgot that we were supposed to get for somebody. And plus, it just really makes a very bold statement, right? I believe in community voices. I believe in community media. I believe that it's important that we hear from people who don't have a lot of access any other way. That's one of the things I love about KBOO. I'm always learning new information, and there are people that I just tune into constantly because I know I'm going to walk away with something. And, you know, it's funny. I walked in and I went, why am I not interviewing Greg Pallas today? Right? Because it's like, that's just my normal, like, pledge drive. He starts it off and he's always pretty phenomenal. But I need you today because I want you to welcome me back. And
for
I can't
sure.
think of a better way to welcome me back than for you to invest in KBOO. This station, making sure that we've got another 50 years where we are speaking truth to power, talking about things that other people mm-hmm. aren't talking about, and quite frankly, trying to make our community a better community.
Yes, we can.
877-500-5266. And I'm not sitting in front of all the beautiful, wonderful thank you gifts, but I know we got lots of them.
Well, and here's the thing, people that are listening, I know that our listeners are not just passive people, right?
No, they're not.
It's
right.
not like you just want this information because whatever. No, you want it because you want to live an informed life. life, because yes, you know that you have a part to play in making the world a better place.
That's right.
And you want to get that information from some real sources, straight from the community. Joanne Hardesty is such a brilliant example of somebody who has been digging deep into the community to make the world a better place and giving what she finds back to the airwaves so that we can all be informed by that for, you know, around 20 years is what we're figuring.
Yeah, at
and,
least,
you know,
right?
And it is so important that we then close that loop and we reciprocate. There is some reciprocity going on. And and it is time, my friend, for you to become a KBOO member this morning by calling 877-500-5266 so that you can, in fact, get into some right action. It is a tangible act. Sometimes it's like, I don't know where to start. You know, everything is so right, messed up. I don't even know where to start. Start right now by making KBOO stronger with your support and knowing that we keep this platform going and the microphone on for so many people that need to share important messages and important news and information. 877-500-5266 is that number to call. $10 a month is a great way to join the station. If you have a little bit more access to some cash, think about doing $25 a month and getting that hoodie. It is fabulous. It is warm. It's a good layer in these Northwest winter days. So again, what you can afford to give is up to you. We just ask that you participate right now, doing what you can, knowing that you are doing your part to make the world a better place very tangibly this morning. 877-500-5266.
When I was here yesterday, one person called in and gave $500.
Yay.
And I'm saying this could be you right now. There are people out there that have some money and you don't know what to do. You're looking around at the world, you know. What is it for, right? But I'm saying, you know, you got a big pile. Give us a call. 877-500-5266. That's an investment that grows here. And when you do put that money out there, we're talking about Commissioner-elect Hardesty being on the air this morning. This is her return to the airwaves after waging a campaign for city council and winning, okay? Commissioner-elect Hardesty she's been a talk radio host for decades here. And this is a social change point. It's a hub of let's do something right now.
Yes.
That's what we're talking
yes.
about. 877-500-5266. We're here from now till the top of the hour, and I'm putting it to you. Between now and 9, I want someone to call and give $500. 877-500-5266. Show up in person with a check, right?
We'd love that.
We're at 20 Southeast 8th Street. We got parking out there. We got bike racks, buses. Come over here right now.
It's the time. It is time to make that happen. Thank you both so much. It is so wonderful to be back in the studio and just to feel the energy. The energy in this studio is always the same. People are excited to show up. And since 99% of us don't get paid to show up, we show up because it's in our heart and soul. And so 877-500-5266. We only had $900 to make in this hour, and I'm absolutely confident we'll be able to do it. And so I'm going to fast forward because I spent a lot of time talking about like the good old days, but I want you to know how that policy is actually being implemented today. I spent time talking about following the money and trying to figure out both at the state and the local level how we're investing those dollars that are being made off of the legal sale of cannabis, marijuana throughout the city of Portland, the Portland metropolitan area. So that's number one. Number two, how are we still using police as a tool to criminalize Black and Brown community members has become even more hidden. So for example, when you think about the DAs no longer prosecute fair evaders on TriMet, but yet we now have a private security firm, Portland Patrol, who actually does provide a security and exclusion of people off of TriMet buses. It continues the criminalization of people with very little money, and at the same time exacerbates the back end, which is the criminal justice system. And so back to marijuana, I would love to see at the state level a policy that would just erase the criminal convictions of people who have been convicted in Oregon of possession of marijuana and the associated crimes associated with that. Because one of the things that will do is to create opportunities for communities that have been overpoliced forever to be able to make the case for why they should be able to legally own a marijuana shop. Today, if you have a felony conviction, you can't even be a partner in opening up a legal marijuana shop. And of course, when the police have targeted certain segments of the community for enhanced policing, those are the people that end up with the more severe convictions. And you don't have to take my word for it, because in fact, a couple of years ago, the Portland Tribune did a series of articles that really laid out in great detail how hard it is to be black. Actually, the title was "The High Cost of Being Black in Multnomah County," that laid out how every step of the criminal justice system, if you are African American or Latino, the consequences are much more severe, from the cop on the street to the judge on the bench. And this, of course, is based on Oregon's whole history of being developed as a white homeland, so that it would actually prevent African Americans and Native Americans and others from owning property or living within the city proper. That is the beginning of the birth of Oregon, and that is our history. But what the Portland Tribune showed us a couple of years ago through their series of articles was that is so systemic in who Oregon is, that we continue this unequal application of the criminal justice system without even thinking about it. Another example was last year when the Portland City Auditor audited the Portland Police Bureau's gang enforcement unit. And what they found was that 54% of the people who were stopped and questioned and searched were African Americans in a city with a 6% African American population. And for me, I thought, well, this doesn't make sense. How is this even possible that 54% of a community, of one community, would show up in the gang enforcement unit stops? And so the auditor actually did a very thorough investigation, and what her researchers found was that there was basically no supervision, no criteria for who was stopped. In fact, gang enforcement officers, the 24 who work in the unit, when asked, what's the criteria you use to make stops, their responses were, we just know it when we see it. And when you look at how many people were prosecuted, it was less than 13% of those stopped and questioned and searched were prosecuted for any criminal behavior. And the gang enforcement unit could not say with certainty that those who were being prosecuted had any gang affiliation at all. And what I remember is a couple of years ago, Portland Police Bureau went on a roadshow nationally to say they were no longer keeping numbers or tracking people as far as gang activity. And then it took an independent auditor to review their behavior and find out, not only are we continuing to track people as gang members, we are tracking them. We have the Portland Police Bureau has a top 100 gang member list that rotates every 30 days. And so not only are we still tracking people using data and analysis that is not tracked or written down or monitored, we are also developing a super gangster list that we have no criteria, and people who are put on the list have no way of knowing, A, that they're on the list, and B, how to get off the list. And so there's some very, very troubling behavior that continues to exacerbate the overrepresentation of black and brown people in our criminal justice system. And for me, the big issue continues to be, why aren't people like outraged, right? Why aren't people just like saying, well, how do you have 54% of the stops in one population that only represents 6% of the entire population that's here. How is that even possible? No one ever asked that question. We just accept as fact information that is produced by the people who are in a position to try to frame why they need more resources. It's fascinating when you, the more you look, the more you realize that this requires many more questions, much more curiosity by people in policy positions. And so I think this conversation about eliminating the war on drug is absolutely the right one to be having at this time, because all the data shows that we continue to criminalize the same populations at the same rates as when the war was officially declared. I would say that the Department of Justice today is still involved in this war on drugs, because the shift back to a mindset of heavily armed police, more aggressive police action, more targeting in communities, low-income communities and urban communities for police actions, the more nervous I become that we actually are, we're now fighting the same war, but now it's a hidden war, because we hide it behind words like equity and equal treatment. But if you just focus on the outcomes and the outcomes don't change, then I think you actually have to change the outcomes that you're looking for, or the people that are responsible for the outcomes, one or the other. It's ironic, in Oregon, we talk about this over and over and over again. I mean, we, when Senator Avell Gordley was in Salem, in fact, she helped create legislation that allowed us to really track how police were being experienced around the state by communities of color. And in fact, we had Oregon Justice Peterson and Carson, who led an effort to really look at whether or not there were racially disparate outcomes. And so we've done this in Oregon over and over and over again. So every once in a while, somebody gets excited about, oh yeah, we got to fix this. And then they leave office, or something else happens. There's an economic downturn, and all of a sudden we lose focus again. And so it is my hope, with a supermajority of Democratic leadership and Oregon's legislative body, that we will stop tinkering around the edges of really reforming our criminal justice system here in Oregon. But actually, we look at the unintended consequences every step of the way. And so, for example, taking prosecution of people who do fare evasion, so they don't have $2.50, so a ticket agent gets on and then gives them a ticket, which now sends them in front of an administrative court judge. We have to look at how all those systems exacerbate the overrepresentation of Black and brown people in the criminal justice system, and then we have to be stronger advocates of correcting that inequality that's built in. And I think one of the things that we could do is just assume that there's inequity built into the system, so that we are being intentional about how we build a criminal justice system that really is about justice and not just about criminalizing people because they're either houseless or because there are people with little power. That is the system that we have. And until we recognize that that's the system we have, then we keep coming up with very inadequate solutions about how to fix it. And so just like what we need to do in Salem and at the DA's office and at TriMet and at the city of Portland around what's broken in our policing, we need to do the same thing here at KBOO. And we need to just open it up and say, you know, for a primarily all volunteer driven with very few staff people organization, we kick butt. We kick butt, we take names, and we are unapologetic in actually calling out policymakers who aren't doing the right thing. And this happens every single day. This happens every single day at KBOO. It happens every single day during talk time. It happens through our music at KBOO. But we need you to call us. And the number to call is?
It's 877-500-5266. I've got good news and I've got good news.
All right.
We met the goal. We just doubled it.
All
right. So now our goal, our new goal is $2,050. Actually, we more than met the goal and we doubled the goal that was the more than we met. So whatever, 877-500-5266. Thanks to who called.
See, I'm
with
feeling
the
love.
Bucks.
I'm feeling the love.
And I just want to let you know that Ariadna in St. Paul called to contribute this morning. She is so happy you are back. She loves you. And she is proud to be a KBOO member.
Alrighty.
We thank her. We thank Linda, who is celebrating your return.
Yay.
And she has called to contribute this morning to celebrate with the community.
Yay.
That you are back. And we love you. And there is an outpouring back here. It is so exciting to be a part of this. Please, my friends, right now is the time for you to call and contribute to KBOO, your community radio station, so we can keep this kind of information going 24 hours a day. You know, whether it's our information and news programming or our music programming, we provide programs that are meaningful and relevant to your life. And this is, in fact, a way that we connect with you. And we ask you to connect back in with us to keep the funding going, because it is a community effort.
Yes.
877-500-5266 is that number to call. 877-500-5266.
I'm in love with the new KBOO two-sided hoodie. I'm in love with it. I'm already married, so I can't marry it. But I'm saying that we're asking people to come. We're asking people to invest in this station. But if you've got $25 a month, which is actually kind of like a 1 hour's wage per month contribution for many people, this KBOO hoodie is cool, and it's going to keep you warm, and you're going to look hot. I'm putting that out. It's
warm
really
and hot all in one fell swoop.
And hey. Cool.
And cool, right? Warm, hot,
it's got
cool,
the yes. beautiful logo on the front and the back, so you're going to have conversations coming and going, all right? When you wear your KBOO merch out there, people ask you about it. You know, I've worn my KBOO merch into shops and totally become engaged with the person behind the counter that's asking me if I listen to whatever is their favorite show. I mean, this is a community effort. 877-500-5266. This is how we organize together, support each other, and create positivity that resonates. 877-500-5266. No one showed up in person. Look.
Not yet.
You will not believe. You know, over all the years, people who show up in person at 20 Southeast 8th Street, those are the people I remember, because many of those people, they come in, they look around, they leave cash on the table, and they're hooked. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of those people, in my experience, have become the most beloved producers, all kinds of things, music, politics, political music, all kinds of stuff. So 877-500-5266, but do come in person. 20 Southeast 8th Street, there's fresh coffee.
Here, here. Excellent. And so I understand we have caller on the phone. Hi, Harvey. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Hi, Joanna. Hi. Well, I think you're right on. It's extremely pertinent what you're saying here. Now, we need law enforcement, because that's just the way it is. But a large part of law enforcement is you have to see it as a business, too. And so the police are used to harvest, unfortunately, the communities that can't afford better protection under the law, and we have these prisons for profit. And as you know, I think George Bush, or the original George Bush, was he initiated a lot of the war on drugs, and his wife Barbara Bush was one of the largest holders of stock in prisons for profit.
Mention a Just Say No, right? Because that was going to keep kids off drugs. Right.
Yes, and there's all these supply chains for prisons, for incarceration industry.
Right.
You know, everything from food to uniforms to sanitary products. I mean, there's just no end to the profits.
Yes.
That are, and they see every prisoner as a kind of a profit, profit engendering entity. And so it's really about, especially, you know, when it comes to violence, yes, it's one thing. But when it comes to the war on drugs, I mean, I believe it's everybody's right to alter their own consciousness. And heaven knows, I mean, alcohol is legal. And if you can afford to go to a doctor, you can get virtually any pharmaceutical, right. legal pharmaceutical. And, you know, why don't they put executives from pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical distribution companies in jail because of the opium the opioid epidemic is basically a corporate epidemic.
So you've actually put a lot of info out there, and I thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Did you have a question or?
No, I just wanted to just say that it's time to end this corporate slavery system called prisons for profit and using the war on drugs to keep it going.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your call. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Is there another caller on the line? Excellent. See, if you want to join the conversation in the last 15 minutes, give me a call at 503-281 what is the number here? I forgot.
It's 503-231-8187.
231-818. I had written it down, and I totally didn't even look at it. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to join the conversation. And if you still are trying to get in to be one of my first strong supporters as we get back on the airwaves to contribute to KBOO, that would be 877-500-5266. I am so thrilled to see that the community is representing. And so what can we do? I think there are several things that should be on track right now to make life better. I think, one, we have to advocate at the legislative level that we expunge people's records, but for being caught up in this war on drugs, they would not have felonies on their record, which means it would then make it easier for people to get housing, to get employment, and to actually be part of a legal marijuana operation. B, I think the state should be seeding startups from communities who have been overrepresented in the prison population around marijuana convictions, right? So I think the city should be the one that's putting up that $250,000, or the state should be putting up the money, that $250,000 that you have to have just to be able to open a marijuana dispensary for due to the security mechanisms that are necessary. Three, I think we should talk about either a city, county, or state bank so that people who are in the marijuana operation are able to bank legally. Because it seems ironic to me that the government can take taxes and they can put it in their bank accounts and they can write checks for it, but somehow people who are operating a legal business are prohibited from using banking. And so so I keep asking questions about, well, why is that? That doesn't seem to make sense. So for me, I want to help remove the barriers for people to be able to legally bank who are operating marijuana operations in the Portland metro area. I think the third thing that we need to do is to make sure that we're creating opportunities for Black and brown, especially people with former convictions, but Black and brown people in general, to be able to come in as owners of some of these shops from the beginning, and to be able to actually create a pool of people who have that expertise so that the marijuana industry doesn't continue to be owned by white male executives who don't primarily live in the city or state of Oregon. This is an opportunity for us to be thinking green, and how do we create green employment opportunities, both short-term and long-term. And so right off the top, those are things that I think we can do to actually even the playing field. But I think we have to have leaders that are willing to ask the hard questions. We have to have leaders that are willing to say, well, the outcomes that you're getting for the investment of dollars don't make sense. So when you say that you are invested in equitable outcomes, but the outcomes haven't changed, you might appreciate this, listeners. I keep asking people because everybody at the city talks about equity. And I asked everybody, well, what does that mean to you? And you may be surprised to know that everybody has a different definition of equity, which means that we don't actually have a shared definition of what equity looks like. So we're going to need to work on that to make sure that we are all moving in the same direction. I think there's a wonderful opportunity for me to go back and invite Lisa and Ani back into this conversation so we can see what we've done so far. And we've only got about 12 minutes left. And so I'd love to know that we have doubled once again the donations that have come in to support KBOO's work.
We are doing great. And Joanne, it is, again, great to have you back. Everyone is calling in and saying so. They are welcoming you back onto the airwaves with open arms and some great community support. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. I know that we've raised over $1,000. We are, it's fantastic. We have been running a little bit slow during this holiday drive, so this is a wonderful, wonderful sort of boost this morning, and it's such a great feeling to be here together and making sure that this information, which is vital, important information, is continuing to flow through the airwaves of KBOO, right? And right now, dear listener, you are such an important part of making it happen. Call right now with your support to Community Radio, 877-500-5266. We have folks to thank. We will do that. We are just very buoyed by your support this morning, and it is time to, we can still hear from a couple more folks right now. We are looking to raise our overall goal by Saturday evening. It's just a 5-day membership drive, and it is time for you to call in with your support. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. I'm looking for some KBOO heroes. If you can do $1 a day for KBOO, step forward right now and be a KBOO hero. Help us make up all the ground that that we need to make up during this membership drive, and we can, you know, end successfully together. It is about working together to do things that seem huge, but knowing that as we all chip in together, we can do it. We can make a tangible difference in the world, in our communities, in City Hall, in our community radio station. So right now, this is your time. 877-500-5266. You know that independent media is more important than ever. And, you know, Lisa, myself, Joanne, we've all been doing public affairs programming on KBOO since the 90s.
Yes.
And I got to say, I've always said community radio and independent voices in the media is super important. But holy bejeebies.
Yeah, right. Who knew, right?
Right?
Yes, yes.
So please, my friends, this is such a critical time in our history.
Yes.
It is time to really stand up and say, yeah, we are solid together. And this is something that you believe you can make a positive difference and make an investment in your community through KBOO Community Radio right now. 877-500-5266. Supporting plain question asking.
Yeah, right.
You know, Joanne, I love the question.
Right?
Yeah, it's illegal to put weed profits in the bank, but right, the state can tax it?
Right.
That, I mean, thank you for just speaking that.
Right.
Because
right?
It makes no sense.
Not to me either.
Right?
Right? It's and, you know, I get the passport look, but I'm so looking forward to people having to answer my questions.
Yes. Hey, we are all looking forward to that.
And the number to call, invest in these airwaves, 877-500-5266. We have a bunch of beloved people to thank. Mary from Northeast Portland. Chris from Portland. Jenna from Portland. I love you, Jenna. Bill from Portland. Lori from Southeast Portland, and Elizabeth from North Portland. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, Kevo. I have to put this out. Mary, Chris, Jenna, Bill, Lori, Elizabeth, and the people who called earlier.
Ariana, Linda.
You guys are, you're
awesome.
You're investing in a platform,
yes,
where more and more people can come in and learn the tools of journalism,
yes,
and radio, and then just take them out of the building. That's all we do over here. We just load people up with skills, and then we'll have Commissioner-elect Hardesty on the air now to break down what's happening with our state and municipal government. Oh, can you put a money price tag on that? Not really. 877-500-5266. And I'm saying this again. KBOO is a media outlet, and you're listening to Commissioner-elect Hardesty tell you stuff right now that you are not reading in the daily paper. I need you to sit with that for a minute. Okay? KBOO, you know, we're sort of a shaggy dog. If you come in person, you'll see there's usually a dog in here. But I'm saying 20 Southeast 8th Street in Portland, Oregon, I'm saying this is actually where the grassroots grow.
Absolutely
true.
This is
the place to cultivate those roots. That's what we're asking you to do.
Thank you.
877-500-5266. Back to you, sweetheart.
Okay, bye. We have other callers who want to get in on the conversation. Hi, Linda. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne. This is Linda Olson Osterlin. So happy to welcome you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
We had some great fill-ins while you were gone with young people, and two young Native American women filled in for a month, but
yes,
there was always a little hole there where you weren't.
I appreciate that, but I'm glad that we got to open up the airwaves a little bit and add some new voices, which is always key.
Yeah, and we'll continue. I'm sure that KBOO will continue to cultivate those people because, of course, that's KBOO wanting to train and build and,
that's right,
you know, and support the voices that aren't necessarily heard elsewhere. I just wanted to ask you a particular question about the marijuana prison pipeline thing. Has everybody who was convicted of a marijuana-related crime within our state released from prison at this time, or are there still people doing time for marijuana-related crimes?
I don't think that we have anyone in our prison doing time for marijuana possession, unless it was over a very large amount, right? I don't think there's anyone in our prison right now still doing time, but I think that there are, you know, thousands of convictions that could be overturned with the right leadership in the legislature.
And then expunged. And expungement is hard. I was a social worker. We had to expunge juvenile records of young people who had come to visit us while they were as part of a legal process. And it's complicated. There could be dozens of organizations that have their name as a prisoner.
That need to
be gone back to and have that expunged as well.
Absolutely.
Because so much is done by nonprofits that work with or with for-profit organizations as well. So I'm 100% for that. When you think that a drug conviction can keep you out of affordable housing if,
yes,
it's federally based,
right,
that's a crime right there.
It makes
it so people, you know, literally can end up on the streets if their only relatives are living in affordable housing. They don't have a home to go back to.
Right.
So much for pushing this, and that my representative is Rob Nossi, and I'll be letting him know that I want him to pay attention to the legislative agenda that you're helping put forward for Portlanders. I know that'll include housing crisis, and not just affordable housing, but humane treatment of people who are living on the streets.
Absolutely.
So,
and housing people can afford to live in as compared to affordable housing, because affordable housing,
yes,
is meaningless, right? I can't tell you what,
yeah,
you can afford and vice versa. We've got some work, yeah, to do, but I think that there's a lot of enthusiasm to get to the hard work that we have ahead of us. And I certainly know you have been at the forefront of so many of these issues. I thank you for your call.
Oh, well, thank you, and yay!
Yay,
you're back.
I'm back, at least for the moment.
And you're on city council.
And I'm on city council. They can't stop me now.
Oh, that's right.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Well, goodbye for now.
Thank you. And what an absolute pleasure it has been to actually be back in the studio today to come in to help KBOO raise money towards the end of the year. This is our last opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your support of community media. And if you haven't made it to the phone yet, because I've been so engaging on my first day back, now you have an opportunity to go to 877-500-5266. And let me just say, my heart is full that so many of you took the time to donate today in honor of me being back on the airwaves. I have so missed all of you, and I just can't wait for us to partner to make the city a better place. And so again, we got a couple of more minutes left that you can still squeak in and bring that total up to a big positive ending. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM on the FM dial. See you next week. Same time, same place, same channel. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
KBOO Portland, it's 8:58. Joanne Hardesty back on the air. That makes me smile. Coming up next on Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell talks to Professor Alex Vitale about his book, The End of Policing. At 10 o'clock, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Making Contact follows the work of activists and elected officials to cut the prison population, divert drug arrests, and increase accountability for local police. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, we sit down with comic artist Allie Fitzgerald to talk about her new memoir, Drawn to Berlin, which follows her encounters with Syrian youth in a makeshift refugee center in Germany. And all of this important programming is because of the generosity of members. Support KBOO during this holiday membership drive by calling 877 right now, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Press Watch is next with Teresa.
So this is Christmas.
On Monday, December 24th, Prison Pipeline hosts will feature your holiday messages to your loved ones in prison, as well as greetings from prisoners for those on the outside. Email your message to kboppc@gmail.com or snail mail your holiday message to KBOO, Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Then tune in on Monday, December 24th at 6:30 p.m. Again, that's kboppc@gmail.com or mail KBOO Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And happy holidays from the Prison Pipeline Collective every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by The Clearing Cafe, a family-owned and operated cafe located at 2772 Northwest Thurman Street. Open daily from 7 a.m. or earlier to 6:30 p.m. Lunch provided by Dots Cafe, a dive bar located in the heart of the Clinton Street neighborhood at 2521 Southeast Clinton Street. Open daily from lunch to late night. Dinner provided by Escape from New York Pizza, located on 622 Northwest 23rd Avenue, serving New York-style pizza from house-made ingredients daily from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.